Hello, this is Angelo Miller from Miller Time Voiceover. You're listening to a featured reading on AIRS LA, the audio internet reading service of Los Angeles, bringing powerful stories to life for individuals who are blind or print impaired. All content remains the copyrighted property of its original authors and publishers and may not be used or reproduced without permission. Today's article is a remarkable piece titled "The Dodgers Do the Right Thing with Andrew Tolles Again" by Dan Friedman, published on Forbes.com, April 5, 2025. We hear and read so many stories about the cold heart of professional sports. This writer wrote one just last month. So when a major league organization does something altruistic, something unnecessary but kind, it necessitates reporting. With so much negativity in the world, it's important that we take note of these moments of generosity. Last month, the Los Angeles Dodgers once again renewed the contract of Andrew Tolles. It is the same process they have done for the past 6 years. The Dodgers don't publicly discuss this decision, and they don't look for any sort of accolades. They simply place Tolles on the restricted list so he doesn't take up a roster spot. And Tolles gets another year of health insurance. Why do they do this? Tolles was drafted in the third round of the 2012 draft by the Tampa Bay Rays and was released 3 years later after behaving erratically and threatening to hurt people. At the end of the 2015 season, on the recommendation of the Dodgers' then director of player development, Gabe Kapler, Tolles signed with the Dodgers. At the time, Kapler told Bob Nightingale of the USA Today, "We knew Andrew experienced some personal challenges with the Rays when we signed him. We thought we could create a different environment that might allow him to thrive at the minor league level. There were a lot of people who cared for him and invested in him." Little did Kapler know how true that statement would turn out to be. Tolles made his major league debut with the Dodgers in 2016. Between 2016 and 2018, he appeared in 96 games for Los Angeles, hitting .286 and accruing 1.9 WAR. Tolles was a force in the club's 2016 NLCS loss to the eventual World Series champion Chicago Cubs, going 6-for-13 with a .467 OBP and a 1,082 OPS. Unfortunately, those 96 games and that playoff appearance were the sum total of Tolles' MLB career. Tolles spent part of the 2018 offseason working out in Los Angeles, then left for a trip and never came back. The Dodgers later learned that Tolles' family placed him in a mental health facility in January of 2019. He stayed less than 2 weeks, then disappeared again. In February of that year, Tolles got into a car accident that landed him in the hospital. It was during that hospitalization that he was diagnosed with bipolar disorder and schizophrenia. The Dodgers and Tolles' family kept the diagnosis private, simply stating he was away from the team for personal reasons. But after his stint in the hospital, Tolles took off again. His whereabouts were essentially unknown until June of 2020, when the police arrested a homeless man found asleep behind the Federal Express building at the Key West International Airport. His mugshot quickly circulated around the internet, giving Tolles' family, his Dodgers family, and baseball fans the world over a look at what had become of the once promising outfielder. At that point, he had been in and out of at least 20 mental health facilities since his first stay in Phoenix. Tolles' plight is not uncommon in society at large, but it is quite rare for a former professional athlete. Putting aside his baseball career, mental health issues left Tolles without a home and without hope. In 1986, the baseball assistance team was formed by former Major League Baseball players to confidentially help members of the baseball family who are in need of assistance and with nowhere else to turn. The organization is intended to serve as a bridge to help people get back on their feet. The group is only a resource to those who know about it, can find it, and have the physical or mental wherewithal to access it. Andrew Toles clearly did not and does not. Further, in order to qualify for lifetime health insurance under the MLB collective bargaining agreement, a player must accrue a total of 4 years of service time. Toles is nowhere close. Note, simply by playing a single day in the big leagues, a player is eligible to buy into the player's health insurance system, which is clearly not an option for Toles at this point in time. With multiple barriers erected between Toles and his potential recovery, or even just stability, the Dodgers elected to step in and step up. Los Angeles president of baseball operations, Andrew Friedman, originally drafted Toles when he was with the Rays, so he has a close personal connection with the player and his family. And he was not and is not about to allow Toles to be adrift at sea with no lifelines tethering him to a potential better future. So, since 2019, each season, the Dodgers renew Toles' contract, put him on the restricted list, and make sure he has insurance coverage. Players on the restricted list do not accrue any additional service time. So Toles' 96 days over 3 years are encased in amber. And he most likely will never have lifetime health benefits from MLB. But no matter what, he has something arguably better. He has angels in the outfield who make sure that one of their own is never forgotten and always has a chance. In a world that is increasingly harsh, in an industry that is typically unforgiving, what the Dodgers have done and continue to do for Andrew Toles is an act of benevolence that needs to be trumpeted. Thank you for joining me for this Ayers LA recording. It's been an honor to share this amazing story with you. Until next time, stay inspired, stay informed, and take care.